special teams goal of the game and their fifth of the game.
Well, I tell you what, that was just the fact that he hung with that puck as much as he did to make sure it went in the net, I think was pretty awesome.
Well, it was another big goal because we just, after our power play there shortly after, Gavin Gould gets a five-minute major from, I believe, checking from behind or cross-checking, something like that. And within 30 seconds of that, so now they're going to go on the power play for 5 minutes, and you can score as many goals as you want in that 5 minutes. So the guy doesn't come back on the box. So, you know, here we go. You know, we just couldn't make anything easy on ourselves. In fact, I walked down the bench and mentioned that to Coach Uchek. I said, we just can't make this easy, can we? You know, I mean, you get a 4-0 lead, you're feeling good, bang, 5 minute power play. And they were moving the puck around fairly well in their power play. So, but that was a huge goal because 30 seconds into that five-minute major, Neville scores. And it was big not only that he scored to give us, you know, the five-goal cushion, but you could just see their power play after that. Just, you know, they could never get anything going the rest of that period for the next three minutes after Mike had scored, or 2.5 minutes. So that was a huge goal. Great individual play. But Burks makes a great pass. Watson makes a good play in the defensive zone. And then Burks makes a real nice pass to Mike, who sort of mishandles the puck. It hits a stick and sort of starts rolling towards the net. And now it's a foot race. Their goalie comes out and thinks he can poke check it, and Neves just beats him there and he's got the open net to put it in.
Israelson was in at that time, I believe, for the Northern Michigan, and Mike Neville gets his second of the season, and Dane Burks and Cliff Watson get the assist on that goal. And Coach Kyle had called the timeout right before that, too, with that five-minute major,
right,
in anticipation that this is kind of their last shot to get back in this game. And
right,
that goal was just huge.
Well, it was, and that's what, you know, I mentioned that is because you could see there just the sag, could just see it on the bench and within their players and even the crowd, you know. And I thought our penalty killers did an outstanding job. Obviously, they're going to get one at the start of the third, a 5-on-3 power play. And, you know, I was happy with the 5 goals, but I didn't like the goal against. But, you know, even the penalty that puts us 5-on-3, it's just a strength-on-strength play where two players are going for a puck and their guy falls down and it gets an interference penalty right off the faceoff. But anyway, through two periods, good effort by our team. Too many penalties. We were shorthanded 11 minutes in the second period, and that's way too many. And you're not going to, you know, you're going to put yourself in some tough situations when you take 11 minutes. And it doesn't get our team involved, our whole bench involved in the game. And that's what can be really frustrating.
Kane up top.
Oh, sorry.
Kane up top. Kane up top for Shine. He'll shoot. Blocked in front. Loose puck, and they score. Easy goal for Kane. And there you go. The Wildcats on the board. Their first goal in this building and their first goal in the UP this season.
And you talked about that goal, Coach, and it just seemed like their guy got behind our defenseman a little bit with that bouncing puck.
Yeah, and when you have three guys on the ice, they're going to outnumber you. They're going to get a couple opportunities. And, Angus sort of got tied up a little bit. And they reviewed the goal because they had a couple guys, you know, you get bumped a little bit. One guy jumps just ever so lightly. But I thought Angus did a real nice job, and he had no chance on that. And when you're 5-on-3, you're going to get a bounce, and a bounce to, you know, right to Payne. And, you know, you can't leave him alone. He's a good goal scorer. But, you know, overall, I thought we did a real good job killing penalties again. I think they were one for eight on the night. And if you can keep a team to that percentage all year, you're going to be in good shape.
4 power play goals on the weekend, Coach, for the Huskies. That was something that we definitely needed going forward.
Well, we did. And you can see the puck movement, and you can see the confidence. And we tweaked our sort of general systems a little bit on our power play, and I think it's really helped. And you know, we've got some very capable players out there, and we're gonna, you know, Gavin Gould got out there in the power play a little bit. You can see how creative and good he is. So you know, with that skill and vision, but it's we're gonna be working on all year, I guess. You know, you change it, you put different guys in, and you know, it's a work in progress. So, but it's good to see, to have a good weekend and win the special team battles. And you know, you add the power play goals in with the shorthanded goals, and it really makes a difference. So we got 2 shorthanded goals, I believe, on the weekend, and I think they got maybe one power play goal. Right. So, you know, we outscored them on their power play, which is huge.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that wraps up. The Angus Redmond gets the win. He made how many saves did he have? 29 saves on 30 shots, and some of them were big saves.
Oh, they were. He stopped a one-time shot, I think, from Shine or Payne on the power play, and I figured there's no way. And it was labeled right for the corner of the net, and he got over there and made it look easy. You know, not flashy or anything like that. He just gets over, throws out the blocker, and no big deal. I think he really gave our team some confidence too this weekend. I mean, you could just see it, knowing that he's going to make those initial stops. And I thought he also did a great job of finding any rebounds or traffic. Like, they were jamming the net hard. They were going to the net hard, and he really did a great job of covering up the puck. So happy for Angus, and you know, it's a good way to start his college career with two victories, and you know, it's really put some competition in the net between our goaltenders, and that's what we want. We want competition at every position, so we're pushing each other in practice to make each other better.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with some of your questions, plus we'll talk about what happened elsewhere in the WCHA and college hockey. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Hey, sports fan, Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech, or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online, as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Save your bucks at Bucko's during their Oktoberfest sale. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All Coke and Pepsi 2-liter products, only two for $3. Keep things cool. Nice ice prices, four bags, $5. All 7-Up 20-ouncers, 90 cents. All Pepsi products, 12-pack cans, two for $9. 32-ounce Powerades, 10 for $10. All Gatorade drinks on sale. Food department, Bucko's has a full line of jerky products, along with all your favorite snacks. Bucko's, your DNR headquarters of the North, reminds everyone to get your hunting license now. All sales do not include taxes or deposits.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ on Saturday night in WCHA action. It was Ferris State defeating Minnesota State by a score of 4-3, and it was Bemidji State over Anchorage 4-0. Lake State lost their first game of the year as Fairbanks defeats them in overtime on Saturday night by a score of 4-3. And Huntsville was hanging in there with St. Cloud for a while, but 5-2 final in favor of the Huskies from St. Cloud. Those are Saturday night scores. And Coach, you know, again, the non-conference schedule for Michigan, or for the WCHA, not going as well as we had hoped. I know Miami beat Bowling Green in that 2-1 overtime final on Friday night. Bowling Green comes back, though, with a solid win on Saturday night, but just not, still not getting as many wins out of conference that we need.
Yeah, and then there's obviously been some real tough games, and you know, you got to try and find a way to win those, and we're playing a lot of those games on the road, and the road can be harsh, and it can be difficult, but I think things, as we, you know, play things out, we get some more opportunities non-conference, I think we'll have an opportunity to win some of those. But when you get Bemidji going to North Dakota, when you got Tech going to Duluth, you know, two of the top teams in the country, when you got Huntsville going to St. Cloud, you know, it, excuse me, it makes it difficult, you know, Bowling Green going to Miami. I mean, it does make a difference. I'd like to see the breakdown, home versus away, on that, and I think it'll be quite different. But having said that, you know, we got to find a way. We schedule these games. We got to find a way to win these games, you know, on the road if we can. You know, I know St. Cloud had to go into Minnesota State and got beat there twice. So Michigan State goes into Lake Superior. They get beat twice there. So it's a lot different. So we'll see how things shake down and play out. But that's one stat I'd like to look at, the home versus the away.
Showing how good Minnesota Duluth is, number one and number two play at Duluth. Yeah. And number